chapter 13 tonight. And let's see, can we move on just a little bit further? Thank you, Brother Frazier. All right. Okay, good. Good Alaka. All right, chapter 13. All right, Brother Frazier, got a good Alaka for you before you leave. I want you to pick up one. It's called, put it up on your book, Facts on Silence of Women in the Church. There are some 14 facts that deal with that. And hope you look at it and study it in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And we thank you so much concerning that. But let's go to see him before you leave and get one for your book. John 13. And we're going to begin about verse number 17. When Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Man, it's a mind, it's something else when you're like-minded, amen? When your mind has been transformed, when you renew your mind, you have the mind of Christ, when you know, 1 John 5:13. See, the biggest problem, and he just gave me this alaka about silence of the women in the church, is not because it's not in the Bible, because people don't study to find it in the Bible. And because they don't study to find it in the Bible, that's the reason why you have vain worship, will worship, unknown worship, ignorant worship. It's because people just don't know what does the Bible say. Most people that will argue you with the Bible, 100% out of 100%, they do not know what they're talking about because it can't be proven by the Word of God. Amen. And that's my concept. When you study the Bible, if God tell you in the Bible, in relationship what the Word of God is, well, that's the end of it, amen. It shouldn't be no more further discussion. It should be what you think or what I think. Well, based on what you read, we know these things. 1 John 5:13 said these things were written that we may know. See, based on that which is written in the book. So he says here, he said, if you know these things, happy are ye who do them, because you can't do what you don't know, or you can't do what you don't understand. Ignorance is bliss. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. He said, I speak not of you all. He said, I know whom I have chosen. But that the scriptures may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now, talking about Judas. See, and that's kind of bringing that home, okay, in relation to the way he's saying it. Because, see, anytime you fail to know that you don't do, you are against him. See, even if you know, that right, James 4:17 said, to him who knoweth, and who knoweth and do, him to him who doeth not, to him is a sin. See, it even worse on us, see, in relationship for us to know, and then still fail to do, to him that's a sin, amen. See, that's the same concept. Now, he ain't talking about Judas, because Judas is betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. See, but Jesus saying here, he says, it's a shame for you to know these things, but you'll go against me because I have chosen you, but you still go against me. That's the same concept. How in the world can we say we're a Christian? And we're supposed to know. We're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be that royal priesthood, but we still, based on our own will, we choose to do what we want to do versus doing what the Lord wants to do. I love the scripture over in Ephesians 5, and I look at it all the time. Ephesians chapter 5, he talks about understanding. Ephesians 5. We're talking about wherefore be ye unwise. 5:17. But understand what is the will of the Lord. See, understanding comes by through study. 2 Timothy 2:15. You don't study, you're not going to get no understanding. 2 Timothy 2:15. You're not going to get no understanding in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So you got to study in order to know what is the will of the Lord. I'm getting off for you. See, you have to commune. not so much with the Lord's Supper, but with saints of God, amen. In all that you will grow. See, because light plus light equals light, amen. Jesus is the light, we are the light, we light one to another, amen. And because we light one to another, we all are like-minded, amen. See, we all do based on what the Word of God says. Not that we are robots, or not that we have been programmed. We do it because of the power of the Word of God, amen. Amen. How many times, you know, I'm up here speaking or saying something, I misquote a scripture. Well, you correct it because, you know, I don't do it intentionally, but we all make mistakes. Amen. What? In order for us to be what? Like-minded, because God is not the author of confusion. Right? See, that we may understand what is the will of the Lord. So he's saying here, he said, say, anytime you go against me because of ignorance, or because you don't know, or because it's vain, or because you do it any old how, he said, that point you are against me. So what's saying is, God is contrary to sin. God loves the sinner, right? Am I right? See, but he hates sin. See, he loves us because we are sinners, but we are saved sinners, amen. But he hates the acts of sin because what sin does for us in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. What you got, bro? What that is? That's right, Matthew 12:30. Let's go to Matthew 12:30. I want you to mark, that's a good one right there. I forgot that was Matthew 12:30. And then John 14:15, right? If you love me, you do what? You'll keep my commandments. So go to Matthew 12:30. And read about Matthew 12:30. That's right, John 14:15. And tie it all back in. Okay? John 12:30. He said, He that is not with me is against me. He that scattered not with me scattered abroad. Amen. So just write in John 14:15. What'd you say? And John 15:14. Okay. Then tie it back in to John 13, what we just got through talking about here, and in verse 18. But the whole concept that we need to learn is that, well, a friend we have in Jesus, amen? And he's the best friend in the world, and because he's the best friend in the world, we need to be continually, Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's the same concept as James 4:7, right? Am I right? See, when you submit, you resist, right? In order to draw. So you draw to God in order to know him, right? So he can humble you, so you can be what? Lifted up. See, we draw close to him through the word, amen. Am I right? So that we can draw to him, amen. But you do that through submission, doing his will. Not my will, doing his will. See, people just don't know the danger that they get into when they let their will take over. Because if you let your will take over, God can't let his will be done. You know what I mean? Jesus didn't pray. See, our Father, without having thy kingdom come, thy will be what? See, he prayed that thy will be done. Amen. His will to be done in order for us to do his will. Because if his will never been done, amen, see, we never could do his will. See, if he never established the church of Christ, whereby we could be members of, see, will would have no effect. You with me? See, that's the beauty of being a Christian. Amen. Amen. See, go to John 10 right quick. And we talked about this here in John chapter 10, where he talks about verse 2, but he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. All right? And drop her down to verse 4. He said, when he putteth forth his own sheep, right? See, he goeth before them, and they follow him, for they know what? See, we know his voice, amen. How do we know his voice? By what's written in the word, amen. See, when you come some contrary to the word, well, you're not speaking the voice of Jesus, amen. You're entering in some other way. You didn't enter in through the door. Because you enter in through the door, amen. When you enter in through the door, see, at that point, you're going to be his sheep, right? Because he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for we know their voice. But look at verse 5. He said, a stranger will they not follow. Amen. But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. See, I don't have no problem not wanting to read books by T.D. or Merrily Hickey or any of those people, because that's strange in my ear. You understand what I'm saying? See, it drives me crazy when I hear Christians say, man, you need to read this great book by such and such a person. Or you need to read this great book. Or you need to hear this great tape. Or you need to hear this great lesson. See, it can't be great, amen, because it violates will. Amen. Am I right? Because it's not truth. Because they're not truth. How can you have truth and be in error? You with me? And that's the reason why Jesus emphasized this point. See, based on what you know, see, then you're going to understand. Then when you understand, then you're going to follow. And then when you follow, you're going to do. See, so the only logic of the whole story is that when you see them brethren doing things contrary to the word of God, they lack understanding. Because they lack understanding, they would not do it. Amen. You remember? You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the point that we need to understand in relation to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So let's go back to what he's saying here. And then he said, I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen. And by the word chosen, just write Ephesians 3:10, write Ephesians 1:3, we're chosen before the foundation of the world. He'll offer us to do his will. Look at verse 19. He said, now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Stop right there. That's Psalm 19:10 up, brother. How can somebody read verse number 19 and not know that Jesus, through his Father, was on a mission? Y'all see what he's saying? Now I tell you before. Now, they didn't understand before it come. Amen. Hadn't come yet, right? That when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. And what he's simply saying here, everything that had been prophesied in the Old Testament, right? All those 17 books of prophecy, am I right? Everything that had been said from Genesis on, right? That was something to come, right? Am I right? So when it was fulfilled, see, he said, when you see this here, then you will what? You will believe. See, that's the reason why most people can't have no understanding, because they don't know this. Why do you think I keep saying 66, 39, 27? Why do you think I'm saying 5, 12, 5, 17, 4, 1, 21, 1? See, you should be able to say the same thing. See, eventually you say, Patriarchal, Law of Moses, grace and truth. See, the reason why I'm saying that not that you are trying to show off or not trying to be braggadocious, I'm not saying that, but that you may understand why he came, why it had to come to pass, because if you don't know why it came or why it had to come to pass, you ain't going to believe. You're just not going to believe. If you don't understand Galatians 4:4 and the fullness of time God sent forth the Son under the model to redeem mankind for the sins of the world, and based on the sin was committed back in Genesis 3 in the Garden of Eden, if you don't understand that as to the seed promise of Genesis 3:15 and watch that seed, amen, and understand that and have to understand that all of this had to come to pass, right? It had to come to pass. It had to come. It had to happen in order for us to believe. Because Jesus never died on the cross, we could not have submitted to him. Because he would not have fulfilled prophecy. Amen. What did Jesus say? I came not to destroy, but I came to do what? Fulfill. Every I had to be dotted, every T had to be crossed. See, that's the reason why I know, brethren, the Church of Christ is right. Don't let nobody bewitch you and make you believe that that's not true. Because some people sit there and say, well, I don't know. I know my mama. Only thing I'm going to tell you, the Bible is right. Now, where anybody fit in it, every man got a bad own burden. But I do know one thing. God's a just God. And God's not going to condemn you for something that you didn't know. Because he came. You're going to hear the gospel some form or fashion before you leave here. Now, whether you accept it, that's your choice. Amen. But you see what I'm saying? And you're seeing what Jesus is saying here? See, in relationship, they're going to come to pass. See, and when it do happen, then you're going to believe. You see why this is so important? See, you see why that sheet is so important? When we talk about the book, when we talk about this sheet here, you pull your books out. If you got it. We pull this sheet out here, the one here where it talks about the Old Testament. It's the one right here. Got Adam, Noah, and Shem. And that's three parts. I'm going to give you another part. But Sunday evening, we're going to talk about all this here. And what we're going to do, we're going to tie all this in to these dates here, put all this together here. This is sheet right here. There's two more parts that are going to cover the law of Moses and grace and truth. This is the one right here. Okay? And if I were you, and I'm going to do my book like that, I'm going to take this sheet and I'm going to put it in this folder back to back. And then what you're going to do, you're going to tie this one in there with it. You with me? Because these primarily say the same thing. Boom, boom, boom. Then take Ruth out and then put it with the books of the Bible. You see what I'm saying? Because see what this does here, this ties the patriarchal age, then this ties here. This period here, right in here, your sheet here, thank you. And this ties here, the patriarchal age of 25-13 years, see, in relationship from here to Exodus 1, where I rose a king, and then I know Joseph. You see what I'm saying? But see, this is so important. Just see how when you study God's word, and we're not even talking about the Old Testament, but it's so prevalent. You understand what I'm saying? That's that mindset of understanding, right? You understand what I'm saying? See, even on this sheet right here, see, it's going to take you all the way down here, but it's going to take you a little bit further. But you watch it, and I hope you've been doing it, from Adam all the way down here to this period. It won't go back that far. It will go back, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. Go a little bit further than this here. But I'm going to give you part two. Should have for you tonight. But y'all see what I'm saying? In relationship to understand that. See, tying all that together. And the reason why I'm saying that, because see, how you gonna believe, Brother Frazier? What you got? You missing one? Okay. Oh, you're okay. How you gonna believe about what is to come and you don't know what the coming is about? Right? See, so what we gotta do is transform our thinking to do that, because see, a lot of people talk Bibles, but that's all they talk. Because they don't know how to ride a divider. Amen. It's like buying a car and don't know how to drive it. See, you can ride in it, but I guess you're all right. That might not be good enough. Okay? Y'all with me? Sunday evening, come prepared, okay? All right? We're going to cover that. Okay? All right? All right. Now, let's go back to John 13. So, verse 19. And when I look at verse 19, this is where I look at it. Now, I tell you before it come, right? Galatians 4:4. And tie it into Genesis 3:15. And Genesis 12:1. Because Genesis 3:15 was the first messianic prophecy, right? Genesis 12:1, the promise of Abraham, right? Am I right? Through thy seed, all earth shall be blessed, right? Am I right? And then tie all into Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, or even Galatians 3:27, Hebrews 10, am I right? See, go to Hebrews 10 right quick, let me show you what I'm talking about. Y'all with me? And then we'll get back. Because Hebrews 10 and 1. Okay. He talks about for the law. Having a shadow, right, of good things to come, right? Am I right? Now, what are those good things to come? Grace, mercy, church, that we all get through Jesus. Am I right? Perfect law of liberty, we get through what? Jesus. And not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the commas thereunto perfect. Right? See, if Jesus never came, if it never come to pass, we never could get perfection. Amen. See, you can't get perfection outside the church. It's the only way you can get it. Am I right? Think about this here, y'all. Look at this verse here. If they can get perfection through the old law, amen, and the old law is better than denominationalism, am I right? Am I right? See, denominationalism can't touch the law because the law had a purpose. Am I right? The reason why I say that, because those who live under the law can be saved. Revelation 20:12. He said, we're going to be judged according to our works. The books are going to be open, and another book is going to be open, and we're going to be judged according to our what? Works. Those who live in the patriarchal age are going to be what? Judged by that what? Law. At least they can be saved. At least they can be saved through the law of Moses. But the denominationalism, you can't be saved. Here, he said, as good as the law were, it still couldn't make them perfect. He said they went once a year and went in the holy, most holy place and atoned, offered blood offerings. That still didn't make them perfect. Until the blood of Jesus was shed. What John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, he's coming, right? To take away the sins of the world. You with me? And think about this here. See, outside of Jesus, the way he's saying here, he said here in John, he said, because you are against me. Am I right? You can't do nothing. Well, if you're in the church and you're contrary to the book, you can't be perfect. Because you violate will. Y'all with me? Y'all see what this one verse is saying? Yeah, they did it once again. Guess what? They were sincere. See? They did it once a year. But they couldn't be perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance, underline that word remembrance. That's the same thing we do every first day of the week, right? We memorialize his death, burial, resurrection to proclaim. That's the reason why we commune. Am I right? How in the world you going to commune and you going to commune right, brother, when you don't do it the way the Bible tells you to do it? Am I right? See, the Bible says it. Correct or wrong? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Am I right? And if you love me on the first day of the week, you're going to assemble with the whole church in one place in order to proclaim your faith, to participate, to share, to fellowship. And that's the word means commune. Am I right? You with me? You see what I'm saying? See, that's what makes you perfect. Every time you do it. See, you're perfecting right now. Amen. See, you're getting a little bit better, am I right? Just a little bit better, amen? When you leave here, you're going to say, man, I didn't know Hebrews 10 said that. Am I right? And it's going to make you a little bit better. Am I right? See? Because that's what we're here for. We're here to perfect. We're here to perfect in order for us to make heaven our what? Home. He said that's a remembrance. See, that's what they did that for. See, he told them, see, I want y'all to remember how I passed over you. You remember that in Exodus 12? He said, I want y'all to remember. See, when that death angel came at midnight and saw the blood, once a year I want you to celebrate this Passover as a remembrance. You understand? See, that's what we do. See, we do it once a week to memorialize how he passed us over from sin and saved us. To allow us to be Christians, amen. Amen. See, same way, they did it once a year, right? I don't think in the Old Testament they did it once a year. See, they went in to offer a blood offerings, amen, year after year. Even though they did it, he said they did it, but it still didn't make them perfect. And they never would have been made perfect if Jesus never died on the cross. Because when Jesus died on the cross, that blood went all the way back to Adam. See, they were saved on credit. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The price had to be paid. And when Jesus died, he cashed one check. Pay for everybody. That's what it said. That's what it said. That blood purchased the church. Amen. See, that saving blood, see, paid the bill. That's where you can look at it, can't you? See, once and for all. See, and guess what? He's still paying our bills. 1 John 1:9. That we confess our sins. His faith in just in the blood of Jesus Christ continue to cleanse us. He paid mine about 3 or 4 times a day. Amen. And guess what? I had to go check my balance. I still got some left. Ain't gonna have some left till Jesus come. Am I all right? Ain't that a blessing? Ain't that a blessing? And you think I don't want to come here when the whole church come together in one place? You think something is more important to me? I don't care. I'm saying this a whole heap of time. I don't care who died. I don't care whose funeral they gonna have on Sunday. This is more important. Or Jesus let the dead bury the dead. Am I right? But I got a soul to save, amen. And I don't know about you, I'm talking about perfecting, amen. Am I right? That's something, ain't it? The whole Old Testament, they did this continually. And that's what it says here. They did it continually. They didn't miss a year. They did it. But they didn't do them no good. They did them good within their own right because they were saved based on their works. But still, it never led to what we got today, and we got perfection. John 1:25, we got perfection. We got the book. And some people won't even study. Ain't that something? I think that's plain old ungrateful, don't you? That's just plain old ungrateful. God the Father gave us God the Son, then gave us the Holy Spirit. Guess what? We all want somebody can say we got the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Am I right? See? You ever thought about that? Check out 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know you not that your body is the temple of the what? It's there, ain't it? See, we're putting it out right now through the faith come by hearing, right? Hearing by the word of God, am I? He getting in that temple right there, amen. And the more you put in, the more you put in, the more you're gonna learn how to walk right, talk right, and act right, amen. So the only conclusion, when you don't act right, it ain't there. See, something ain't working. Somehow malfunction. That's why you need to look at it. See, this week, if you've been malfunctioning, something wrong. Yeah, well, that's something. We know that everything else malfunctions. That's not, but we don't know when we malfunction. We don't want to admit it, do we? And that's all. I mean, we can look at other people malfunctioning. We can point it out when other people malfunction, something wrong with them. But it's about the old self. You just don't want to what? Look at truth. And that's the only thing going to set us free. Truth. Am I right? So that's a word there, malfunctioning. All right, that we need to look at. All right, let's go back to John 13. Y'all with me? Two or three of God in the midst, amen. He's down, am I right? See, don't take no whole lot of folk to have no good time, do you? If you came with the right reason, am I right? All right. All right. So verse 19, that's a good verse right there. Now I tell you before it come. See, we talked about that, all right? Galatians 4:4, Genesis 3:15, Genesis 12:1, Hebrews 10, Galatians 3:27. That when it is, you know what would be a good study, y'all? Look at Old Testament prophecy. And look at them. When the prophecy was made and when it was fulfilled. Bring it. You understand? If y'all get it, bring it. I get it, but I want y'all to bring it. You got it? Bring it. I want to print it out. You understand what I'm saying? All right? Well, don't be stingy to bring it. Keep it to yourself, man. We want to perfect it ourselves, amen. Because, see, that's what he's talking about. He said, now you ain't going to believe till you see it. And when you understand it. And when you know it. And that's the problem with people today. People listen to what other people say instead of listening to what Jesus say. People running around here calling other people, telling them what they don't need to do. What do they need to do? They need to get themselves right first. Because number one, see, for me calling you, you bring in contention. When you bring contention, number one, you violate God. Am I right? See, if I got something against you, Fred, I'm going to find you. I might come looking for you. Because, see, we're not going to let the sun go down until we get it. Same way with husband and wife. I don't care. Man, you get to arguing, you need to straighten it out. Don't go to bed back to back. Or whatever. I'm being generous. At least I'm going to let you stay in the same bed. Because, see, you might not wake up in the morning. Amen. Am I right? Well, see, you don't know that because you don't understand it. And when you don't know it, when you don't understand it, you ain't going to believe it. Amen. It's the same thing with this here. See, I ain't got to go but two scriptures. Over there in Timothy, over in 1 Corinthians 14. That's enough. It didn't have to be but one scripture. Doing all this teaching and pleading and begging and dishing the Bible study for you to believe it, because you know what? You still ain't going to believe it. You know why? Because if God's word said it, you would believe it the first time. And the reason why I say that, brother, when the word come and the word being blocked, something is blocking it. Right or wrong? See, when the word is being spoke, amen, it's going to cut you. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, you got a choice. You can do it or you don't do it. But 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, when you don't do it, the reason is that seed is being blocked, for it won't penetrate to give you that understanding. Luke 8:11. Seed is the word of God. When you plant that seed in good soil and that seed germinate, understanding going to come, brethren. That's the law of reciprocity. That's just the law. See, how many times you ate watermelon and then you take the seed, throw them in your hand, and just throw them out and don't pay no attention? I'm serious. And then a week, 3 weeks, month later, you come back and you walk and you look and you see a little watermelon sprouts. You ever seen that happen before? And you say, ooh, look, I ain't know this was going to happen. It's a seed. It's supposed to happen. Am I right? Same thing with the seed of the word of God, amen. When you plant it, everybody got to be in good soil, amen. Now, when the word is being taught, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And by the way, it ain't no such thing as negative preaching.
Amen.
See, let me tell you something. I don't care who preached the word, long as truth being preached, that's all that matters. Am I right? See, people say, well, I don't like to hear him preach. You ought to be shaming yourself for saying that, especially if he's preaching truth. Because, see, at that point, you're quenching the spirit. Am I right? See, so the point that I'm saying, all preaching is preaching. All truth is truth. See, no matter. It's delivered different. People have different styles, but they still preach it. But if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, it's like food. So people say, well, I don't eat this, I don't eat that. Well, you get hungry enough, you will. I ain't joking. You get hungry enough, see, you about eat anything. Am I right? Here people say, there's certain things I just don't eat. See, here people say, I don't eat nothing but red snapper. I don't eat nothing but this. I'm serious. See, I don't eat nothing, I don't eat this. See, you get hungry enough, you eat anything. Am I right? See, you're right. See, the turtle too. Yeah. See, the point that I'm saying, that happens when you hunger and you thirst. When you understand what the word is. See, a lot of people don't even know what the word is. Because if they knew what the word was, they would cherish it. If you understood what the word could do. You want the word of God, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the God, it's the power of God unto salvation. See, the word gonna determine where you're gonna spend the eternity in. Y'all didn't know that? See, but you got to want it. You got to desire it. You got to hunger for it. See, and that's the thing that we need to understand. All right? Look at verse 20. He that verily, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever hath sent receiveth me. See, that's that brother to love. Amen. Huh? What? Yeah. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. See, that's that bilateral. Am I right? See, we like, Jesus like, and because Jesus like and we like, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. You sent me, well, because you are a representative of Jesus, you represent Jesus. Am I right? So that's what he's saying here. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I have sent, receiveth me. Why? Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. That's the fellowship that we have. One towards another. Amen. Being heirs of God. Being a joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Being a part of the church. Amen. See, I don't have no problem sending John or Frazier or Brown or Paul, any of you out to teach the gospel because, see, you like, when you like, we know you're going to be like everything else. Amen. Am I right? See, that's the reason why this pulpit, not my pulpit, it's our pulpit. Amen. See, I don't have no problem letting brethren preach. Some preachers won't let you preach. See, they say it's my pulpit. But I don't have no problem because we're on a mission together. Amen. To go ye into the world to preach the gospel, number one. And number two, we're here to edify one another. We're here to build one another up, not tear one another down. There ain't no one man show. This is one body, but many members. 1 Corinthians 12:12, am I right? That's what we are. But you got to be in the light. See, we can't send you if you're in darkness. We can't be with you if you're in darkness. You remember we talked about those scriptures the other day? Let's go briefly right quick. Very quickly. Hope you got them. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Hope you marked them. Oh, in 2 Thessalonians 3:6, I'm going to give them to you right quick. If you're there, what you need to write by these verses. Some of you already got them. 2 Thessalonians 3:6. First Corinthians 5:11. Right? See? Ephesians 5:11. Romans 16:17. 2 John 9. And all these scriptures teach if you don't walk in the light, brethren, we can't partake of your evil deeds. Because, see, what good is you to us when you ain't good to yourself? Y'all hear what I just said? All right, here's another one. We ain't been looking at this one. Go to Romans 6:21 and tie that in there, too. Romans 6:21. Romans 6:21. Tie that in to 1 Corinthians 5:11, Ephesians 5:11, 2 John 9, and Romans 16:17. But tie in Romans 6:21. But go ahead, Romans 6:21, he asked a very important question. Y'all ready? He said, what fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? Amen. For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servant to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end is everlasting life. And then he goes on, and we always quote this scripture, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that same thing Jesus said here. And it's the same thing Jesus been saying over here in John 13. Hold your spot right there and go back to John 13. See, and that's the same thing that Jesus saying here. How can you say you love me if you don't keep my commandments? How can you know me when you don't keep my commandments? How can you say you know me, but you're ashamed of me for not doing my will? Amen? We don't know how to be apologetic for truth. People came to me and said, Brother Law, I want you to apologize. I said, for what? What you said. I said, did I tell the truth? I still want you to apologize. I said, you better get out of my face. So I don't apologize for truth. Now, I apologize if I make a mistake. If I say something wrong, I come back and correct it. Amen. I don't have no problem coming to a brother, coming to me. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. But it better be about truth. Amen. Because that's the only thing going to stand. Truth, am I right? See, don't come at me, who shot John, what you don't like. Because see, what you don't like don't matter if it don't match up with God's word. Amen. See? He said the same thing. Go back. Verse 17. He said, if you know these things, happy are you if you what? Do them. He said, I speak not of you all. He said, I know who I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth my bread with me has lifted his eyes heel against me. See, when you don't do what God tells you to do, see, you are against him. Same thing he's saying here. He said, what fruit had you then in those things wherein you are ashamed? The end result is death. Do you not know? When you sin and don't repent, you are dead. And guess what? Death brings bad things in your life. You know what? Sit down tomorrow. Slow down tomorrow. And get you a cup of coffee, glass of water, whatever you want to get. And just look at your life. See, we don't examine ourselves enough. See, we don't really know how blessed we are. I'm serious. Just walk through your house and count your blessings. I'm serious. We take for granted TVs, cars. And we take for granted that we got a bed. We take for granted the refrigerator. We take for granted your light's going to be on when you get up in the morning. You take for granted they ain't going to be the way they're going to be. That's not necessary. That's all. Houses burn down. Cars break down. People die. See, things happen in life. But we are blessed. Now, those are physical blessings. But look at the spiritual blessings we have. Amen? See? Look at your wife sometimes. Sometimes wake up at night and just look at her. Say, man, I'm blessed. Get up and go in your kid's bedroom. Man, I'm blessed. And just this morning, you know, I saw in the news where they had the wreck on Valley Road, you know, and I didn't find out. The man killed the woman, the daughter, the boys in intensive care, and then killed himself. And they found him right there by U.S. Steel on Valley Road. What makes people do stuff like that? Sin. Messed up. Because he just didn't have no understanding. He didn't know. He didn't believe. Based on his life, he was against Jesus. When you're against Jesus, you got to be ashamed of him, amen. And what did the Bible say? It's going to bring forth death. See, sin brings forth death, that we've been studying on Sunday morning. See? When desire bring back opportunity. Yeah, we've been talking about that. It's going to happen every time. Because look, ain't nothing too bad. And I mean this here. Ain't nothing, none of us can do too bad that we're going to kill ourselves. Ain't nothing too bad that can't be forgiven. All sin can be forgiven. I don't care how bad it may be. I heard people in this church say, well, I caught my wife in an adultery situation. It still can be forgiven. Amen? It's sin, man. Am I right? I know some of y'all looking. It's still sin. That's the reason why you leave father, you leave mother, you train together. Don't be unequally yoked. See, you grow together, you perfect together, and then you ain't got to worry about being caught, or you be caught in a dud relationship. Because see, when you got Jesus on your side, ain't nobody going to come between it. Amen. Right. Am I right? Because for it to get that way, somebody had to malfunction. That's that word again, ain't it? See, some malfunction somewhere in that relationship, amen. Somewhere. That caused somebody to start looking. Amen. Am I right? See, I don't go too many places, but you'd be surprised. You know, when I be gone 2 or 3 hours, sometimes 2 or 3 hours, I get a text. Where you at? The old lady be looking for me. I told somebody, I said, man, I can't be gone 3 hours. Where you at? Then if I don't answer, the other day I didn't answer. I was over here and I didn't answer. My cell phone, church phone rang. Did I answer? Why you answer your phone? Where you at? Where you at? I'm on one leg. No teeth. Half phone out.
You're the one they want,
But the point that I'm making, see, it got that way because of the word, amen. It's not an age thing. It's not how you look. It's not how healthy you are. See, love is understanding. Amen. Am I right? That it didn't happen overnight. It's something that had been built, amen. See, through the power of the word of God, am I right? You see what I mean? See, that's what I'm talking about. See, Jesus, when he tell you to do something, you better do it because he know what he's talking about. Because he got the best way to do it and the only way to do it. Go ahead, my brother. It got to be. They're right. That's a good question because, see, the Bible, see, not only are you husband and wife, but you brothers and sisters, right?
Right.
And then number one, when you go to 1 Corinthians 7, or you go to Romans 7, and it talks about that. If a sin do occur, and then that brother want to be forgiven, he repent and he's sorry, guess what? You're supposed to forgive him. Amen. See, it don't have to end in a divorce. Amen. Now, it been stained. But it don't mean it can't be built up because you forgive and you do what? See, so you're right. See, a lot of people are, I go a little bit further with this since you brought it up. See, when you look at 1 Corinthians 7, look at the husband and wife responsibility. When one defraud one another, to cause someone to be without. Now, there's no reason. You can't justify what I'm saying. But that may cause that brother, that sister to be caught in a situation. You're just as guilty. Because you defrauded your relationship. Because number one, your body don't belong to you. See, your body belong to her. Her body belong to him. See, unless through consent. Isn't that what the Bible says? Am I right? See, y'all don't want to talk about stuff like this here, but that's what we need to hear. Because the devil's busy. Amen. See, we live in a different age. Women don't have no scruples. I'm telling you the truth. See, a woman nowadays would do things 20 years ago they wouldn't do. And the reason why is because we're living in difficult times. People need money. And they don't care what they need to do to get it. And they think a sugar daddy, or old daddy, or food daddy is the best daddy they can get. Huh? Well, I'm just telling you the truth. Am I right? See, but see, it ain't about that. Amen. You got to do what the Bible tells you to do. See, because see, what he say, he say, because you don't know, because you don't understand, you can't believe. And that's the problem with the world today. The world just don't know. And they don't, because they don't know, they don't understand. And that's the reason why they don't believe. See, it's like the Republican senator who had been a big proponent against gay marriages. And all of a sudden he got a revelation when his son came to him and told him he was gay. And then he changed his mind. He said, well, I changed my mind. He said, now I can accept saying something magic. I mean, just because your son gay, that makes it right? The Mormons did the same thing. Federal government said, okay, we just won't give you no more money. Keep being discriminatory against blacks. You just ain't gonna get no more. All of a sudden, they changed the rule. But the point that I'm saying, brother, see, because they don't know. And when you don't know, Frazier, you don't understand. How you gonna believe? That same thing he says, some things you don't know. He said it's gonna come and you're gonna understand, it's gonna come to pass and you're gonna know it. But say when you do it, you're gonna believe, and then when you believe, you're gonna be happy. And you know why? You know what? Matthew 3:11, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? See, John 14, John 15, John 16. See, all that had to come, Mark 9:1. See, some of you standing here, Luke 24, go into the city of Jerusalem and tarry, and fulfilling Isaiah 2:2, in the city of Jerusalem. See, all this had to come, all this had to pass, in order for them to be baptized with the miraculous dwelling of the Holy Spirit to confirm the word in Mark 16:20, right? That gave them what? Belief. Right? Now bring it all the way up to us. Paul said, if I know in part, and I prophesy in part, when that which perfect comes down, the parts shall be what? Done away with. To now, James 1:25, what we got? The perfect law of liberty. That's the book. 66, right? 39, right? 27, right? You need to put that in your mind. I'm telling you, folks, until you put it there, you ain't gonna get no understanding. See, sometimes all I think about, 5:12, 5:17, 5:12. I say it all the time. It's like submit, resist, see, draw, humble, exalt. See, I say these things like, you got to say these things, and you got to memorize these things. You got to put them in your, got to engrave it in your mindset. Because see, if you don't never do it, you're not gonna get it. When you don't get it, you're not gonna be happy because you're not gonna have joy. That's the same thing about music, right? Am I right? See, if people, what's that site called? Oh, no, what's the other one? Arcanet? Well, anyway, it's a website for Church of Christ people, the group singing. Arcanet, I think that's what it is. They're getting ready for a big day here in April. It's all on that site. Elijah Bush getting ready to retire. And they said, all roads leads to Birmingham, to the Avondale Church of Christ. Bring your singing group. Bring your singers. Bring everything. It's going to be a glorious weekend. He's going to retire from Avondale. That's the minister. They're going to burn the contract on that day. And but see, if they understood singing, why we sing? To make melody in our heart to the Lord. Am I right? In order to teach and admonish one another. But because we sing with the Spirit, right? And we sing with the understanding, right? Am I right? Why did we do it, James 5:13? That we could be happy. Ain't that something? They would be doing that. But see, they don't know. They're too busy. They're too busy doing nothing. Huh? I don't believe they knew. Who? Who? I was malfunctioning back then. Yeah. Yeah. Let's put it away. I knew a form of it. I ain't to the state where I am now. And the reason why I say that, John, if I understood now the way I did then, I wouldn't be doing it. It's a growing process. You understand? Grace was there too. You understand what I'm saying? See, I'm gonna leave my thoughts alone, but y'all with me? Yeah, what y'all? 7:33. I know. Ain't that so? Wow. Y'all with me? Ain't you glad you saved? Wow. Be with us Sunday morning. We're going to talk about we're going to be talking about acceptable worship again.